This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Over the last 10 years, hundreds of nursing homes around the country have shut down, leaving states trying to deal with what to do with people who need long-term care. In Massachusetts, lawmakers have extended a $50 million financial lifeline to keep some nursing homes open. Adrian Ma reports from WBUR in Boston.
Essex Group Management operates six nursing homes in Massachusetts. Frank Romano is the boss there.
Business is the hardest it's been since I've been in it for 40 years. I have seen ups and downs, but the challenge right now is the most difficult.
The challenge is revenue. Romano says there's a big gap between what Medicaid pays for nursing home care and what providing it actually costs.
Food costs increasing, medical supplies increasing.
And so is the cost of labor. Romano figures that $50 million bump in Medicaid adds up to about $6 per patient per day. But according to a nursing home trade group, the Massachusetts Senior Care Association, the actual shortfall is more than six times that. It's a big reason why more than 30 nursing facilities have closed here in recent months.
Hundreds of Massachusetts seniors are at risk of losing their homes.
Five Boston area nursing homes slated to shut down
after they were ordered to close amid financial problems.
This turmoil is not limited to Massachusetts.
We've had a lot of bankruptcies. We've had a lot of trouble in the industry.
Aaron Shvetsov-Hennessy is CEO of a senior care consulting firm called Health Dimensions Group. She says some nursing home operators have adapted by getting into related services, like transportation for seniors, dining, and in-home care. But the industry also faces the ongoing challenge of attracting qualified workers.
It's very difficult work. It's physically difficult. It's emotionally difficult.
And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, employees at skilled nursing facilities make, on average, a little over $14 an hour.
We are competing with McDonald's. We're competing with Target.
As the wave of aging baby boomers continues to sweep the country, Shvetsov-Hennessy says nursing homes will become more necessary.
Without nursing facilities, people have to go to the hospital. People have to live with their families.
And for a lot of seniors, those just are not options. In Boston, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.